Hey everyone, this is Mark. This is the Red Light Limbo podcast. Can't believe it's Friday already. August 2nd. August. It's going to be Christmas, like next week. Anyhow, let's get driving. Here we are, episode one of the Red Light Limbo podcast. It sounds like I'm in my vehicle. It's because I am. I have no idea what I'm doing here. I just thought I'd throw this out into the world and see what happens. I have about a 12 to 14 minute drive from my house to my office, so I decided to bring you along. Sometimes we make stops. Like today, I have to make a stop. My first stop will be at the Humidor Cigar Bar and Lounge, which of course is one of my businesses. For those who know me, for those that do not, I am a partner in a small cigar and wine bar here in Palm Coast, Florida, where I live. So we're going to be stopping by there. I've got to do some managerial stuff real quick, and I'll commence after that. So we're just driving through Palm Coast. It's a nice Friday morning here, August 2nd. It's been a little rainy lately, which we're not mad about. It's cooled it off a little bit. Like the rest of the country, we had ridiculous Mays and Junes as far as the heat. And then July, it finally leveled off and was kind of expected. So the last few days have been a nice break for us here on the coast of Florida. To get over 90 degrees is kind of exceptional. So we're happy to stay under that for a few days, even if we have to tolerate a little rain. Plus, the plants are all very happy. So, where you can find me this weekend, for those who want to find me, you can find me today, actually, from 1 till about 7. I'm sorry, 2 till about 7 at the Humidor Cigar Bar and Lounge. That's humidorpalmcoast.com. I'll be there working the lounge, hanging out, probably smoking a cigar until I get relieved, and then I might hang out a little longer, socialize. So you can find me there tonight. Saturday morning, I'll be pouring mimosas at the Palm Coast Arts Foundation down in Town Center as part of their monthly Creative Bazaar. It's kind of an artist flea market. People are selling their goods and crafts, and I'll be up there making some drinks. So we have that to look forward to. And then Saturday night, as part of my other company, Fun Coast Bartending, I'll be down in Deltona. We have a couple of private events down there, so you won't be able to crash those. But if you're near Deltona, send out some good vibes and I'll receive them. And then Sunday is my off day. I'm going to be relaxing. You might see me out and about, but don't count on it, because funny enough, for someone who works with people and loves people so much, I really, really, really like my downtime. So anyway, we're pulling up here to European Village. We're going to pause for just a second, and then we'll come back after I go in and get some stuff taken care of. All right. We're back. It is officially raining here in Palm Coast, so the rest of the drive is going to be in the rain. I think we can survive. So, I want to make this a podcast where I'm kind of talking about things that are going on in the area. So, if you do have something going on that you want me to give you a shout-out for, a concert, a fundraising event, ribbon cutting, anything going on that you think might benefit from me giving it a shout out, please drop me an email at mark@tikitender.com. That's mark@tikitender.com. Or you can just visit my website, tikitender.com. You can find more information about me, drink recipes. You can find a calendar of where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be there, and so forth. So please definitely drop me a line. Let me give you shout outs. Let me tell you things are going on. For instance, tomorrow at Jackie Robinson Ballpark down in Deltona, we have the Beer Festival going on pretty much all afternoon. I think it ends about 7 o'clock. I know a few people who are going to be there, and you should be there too. If you like beer and you're free, check it out. See what's going on over there at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That's down in Daytona Beach, Florida, home of the Daytona Tortugas, formerly a Chicago Cubs minor league team when they were known as the Daytona Cubs. Now they're, unfortunately, the Cincinnati Reds minor league team. But hey, they still have a good fun, and if you haven't watched minor league baseball, you are missing out, because those guys are playing to win a spot on the team, and they give it their all. So here we are coming down Palm Coast Parkway now. We're going to head over to my office, which is on the other side of town. As I said, we got about a remaining drive of about 8 minutes. So what are we going to talk about during that time? So I don't know if you listen to any other podcasts, which of course you do, but I listen to one with Paul Scheer and Jason Matsoukas and June Ellen. I think that's her name, June. They have a podcast called How Did This Get Made, where they talk about movies that are so bad, they wonder how they ever got made in the first place. And I listened to their episode on the movie Deadfall. Deadfall's from 1993 with Nick Cage. And they weren't too excited about it, nor were most other people, apparently. It has a 0 rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So that tells you a little bit of something. But I've watched movies that had low ratings on Rotten Tomatoes before, and they weren't all that bad. I'm going to tell you that this movie, Deadfall, which I actually bought last night for $4.99 on Google Play, it is as bad as it sounds. It's just awful, but I highly recommend you watch it just to see how bad it is, because if you don't watch bad movies every once in a while, how do you know when you're watching good movies, am I right? So definitely check that out sometime if you can find it somewhere for free. I don't recommend spending any money on it, but if you find an old DVD of it or something, throw it in and marvel at the many voices within the same scenes, even, of Nick Cage and the directing skills, if you want to call it that, of Christopher Coppola, who is Nick Cage's brother. Those that don't know, Nick Cage is Francis Ford Coppola's nephew, I think. So anyway, that's my movie segment, if you want to call it that. So as we're just driving around here, as promised, you're following me on my commute. So I'm driving, actually going through a drive-through bank deposit, so I can put some money in the bank. So we'll just ride along, and you can listen in and give me a buzz at mark@tikitender.com if you have anything you want me to talk about. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Okay, here we are at my bank. Thought it'd be fun to get the bank teller on the recording. So, as I said before, I really don't know where this podcast is going to go. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm realizing that it's pretty hard to fill time without music and games. So, we're just going to ramble a little bit. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy
just a small deposit there. So back to movies, have you seen a really bad movie that you want me to watch and talk about? Again, you can email me at mark@tikitender.com, or you can find me on Twitter, that's @tikitender, and tell me how bad this podcast is, or tell me about some bad movies that you've seen, and we'll talk about them here on the show. So since I own a cigar bar,
hi,
all right, thanks again. Sorry, we got interrupted there. So, as I said before, I have a cigar bar. So any cigar lovers out there, be sure and tweet me some recommendations as well. And I'll give you a mention here, and we'll talk about the cigars that you like. All right, that job is done. And we're heading back out. So we're in Palm Coast, Florida. It's about 25 miles north of Daytona Beach, on what's called the Fun Coast of Florida, hence the name of my other company, Fun Coast Bartending. It's an event bartending company based here in Palm Coast for the last 7 years, launched in 2012 after bartending for several years in the area, decided to branch out on my own and start to have my own customers and do events. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm a little tired because we just finished the best July ever. Just to give you an example, humble brag, July 2018, we had 13 events, and the July we just finished for 2019, we had 27 events, so more than doubled our events for the month. So I'm pretty excited about that. If you ever want to find out more information about Fun Coast Bartending, you can go over to our website, funcoastbartending.com. Find links to other service providers, a little bit about us, read some reviews. Contact us if you have a party coming up. We'll be happy to take care of you if we can. And that is my plug for my other company, Fun Coast Bartending. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I want to take a moment to talk about my new friends, Hearth and Crafts. That's Hearth and Crafts. They're a local company here in Palm Coast who make handcrafted soaps, jewelry, and skincare products. And I want to talk about the beard oil in particular. As you know, I have a nice full beard. And this beard oil, I'm going to tell you, it's about $8. And it is so good. It's got sandalwood, which I love, and a lot of other oils, avocado oil, hemp oil, grapeseed, tea tree oil. Smells great, but the most important thing is that I use like a fifth of a milliliter, and in my long beard it is perfect amount. It's just it really lasts a long time. A little bit goes a long way, and I really want to shout out to my friends over at Hearthen. You can visit them at hearthencrafts.com. That's Hearthan crafts.com. Now we are officially inside of Red Light Limbo in Palm Coast. I call the area between on Palm Coast Parkway between Florida Park Drive and Cypress Point Drive. I call that Red Light Limbo because you never really know. Sometimes you can get through here in a minute. Sometimes it takes you 6 minutes. You never really know what's going to happen. But there's lots of good people watching while you're here. This is the corner where recently the Flag There for Trump group was set up, waving signs and whatnot. So I stopped and made my own signs and stood across the corner from them. My signs didn't say anything anti-Trump. They just said things like, this is a good sign, I made a sign, listen to women, that sort of thing. So I had a pretty good time trolling the Trump supporters, which I am not, here in Palm Coast, and right here on the corner in my neighborhood of Palm Coast Parkway and Old Kings Road. So we're heading now. We're hitting some green lights now, so we're having a nice little drive. I'm seriously considering stopping at Taco Bell. I don't know about the rest of you, but I've had no interest in eating healthy lately, and my tummy is showing it. And I can't get out of this break, out of this rut of poor eating. I don't know what I need to do to get back on track, but I think I'm gonna do myself a favor and skip the Taco Bell and just have some snacks at the office instead, something a little healthier. So thanks for supporting me in that endeavor as I pass Taco Bell on my right and look over at it longingly. There it went. That was Taco Bell. So we're cruising now down Palm Coast Parkway, headed towards the office. We're going to wrap up here in a minute, but I do want to just remind you to drive safe out there. If you're doing a podcast, keep both hands on the wheel like me. Use some sort of holder for your phone, for crying out loud. It is illegal in Florida now to text and drive. I don't know if they said anything about recording your voice while you're driving, but I guess we're breaking the law. Anyway, once again, I want to remind you to stop by and see me tomorrow making mimosas at the Palm Coast Arts Foundation's Creative Bazaar. We hit a red light here, so we're going to pause for a second, look around and do a little people watching, see if I see anyone I know. Again, so we're almost almost to the office now. Again, thanks for tuning in, or for listening in. I don't know if I'm going to even do a second episode. What I've learned is that it's really hard to fill even 10 minutes of time without playing a song or telling a story of some sort. So I guess this is kind of a free-for-all. I really did all this from the hip. Didn't even make any notes or anything. Just talking as I drive, and you're along for the ride. So we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll play around with the format a little bit. Maybe have a little bit more. This is really, I just kind of decided to do this morning. So maybe next episode, if I do one, I will have a little bit more of a concrete format. Have some notes, some things I want to talk about, and hopefully you all will message me at mark@tikitender.com or at me at on Twitter at tikitender and be nice. It's my first podcast, but also give me some ideas. What do you want to hear? What do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about music? You want me to talk about cocktails? You want me to talk about cigars? Talk about Joe Mullins and how he's going to destroy the Flagler County Commission. I don't know if he's going to do that. He's not that powerful, but he sure is making it entertaining for a couple years. So we're going to conclude this episode as I'm pulling into my office. I'm going to get a cup of coffee, have a little snack, do a little work, and maybe I'll see you later if you come by the cigar bar. If you get this before I'm gone, that's today. You'll probably be listening to this while I'm there. That is today, Friday. I'll be there from 2 o'clock till probably 6:30 or 7. And then tomorrow morning, again, out of the Palm Coast Arts Foundation from 9 to 1, I'll be pouring mimosas for the Palm Coast Mimosa Bar. And then later that night, Saturday night, I'll be down in Deltona. Speed bump. Be down in Deltona doing some private parties for Fun Coast Bartending. Hey, thanks again. Mahalo for listening, and I'll see you next time.